Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser joining us, talking about cool in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has been forced to modify its rule on country of origin labeling, kind of a hurry-up deal for beef, pork, and other meat products. The revised rule has just been put into effect the last few days of May, and the bottom line is World Trade Organization ruled that we were out of line with our labeling of our meat products under cool for Canada and Mexico. They were being unfairly treated by the rulings. Dr. Glenn Tonser, one of several Kansas State University economists who conducted a study of the impact of mandatory country of origin labeling on meat demand in the U.S. Bottom line of that particular study conducted last year, not much to impact at all. He talks about these new labels that'll be out there on packages of meat at some point down the road.
We used to have a claim like product of U.S. Now that same label would reread born, comma, raised, comma, and slaughtered in the United States. Going further with that is, let's say you have meat derived from an animal that's born outside the U.S. That label now might read born in Mexico, comma, raised and slaughtered in the United States. So the intent behind that final rule from those that were supportive of the final rule was to provide consumers more information about the production phases and the origin at those phases of the meat products and going back to the live animals that's tied to it.
The new cool rule disallows the commingling of muscle cuts. That'll undoubtedly add to the cost of implementation, according to Dr. Tonser.
Before May 23rd, if you had a processor that brought animals in that were solely from the U.S., as well as, say, born in Mexico and then raised and processed in the U.S. in the same day, previously they could do a what's called commingling and put the Mexico and U.S. information on a label. On muscle cuts, i.e. steaks and so forth, pork chops and the like, that's no longer going to be allowed.
As we mentioned earlier, the study that Dr. Tonser was a part of concluded that country of origin labeling had virtually no impact on retail meat demand, and he contends that this cool rule rewrite will do nothing to change that.
We found no demand impact. That is, retail demand did not change as a result of implementing M-Cool. We found the minority of consumers are even aware of M-Cool. Nearly 23% of the population was aware we had a law. But the punchline of all that would be is we found no aggregate demand response, positive demand response, that some of the supporters of M-Cool were arguing would occur. We know there was cost. We didn't find any demand benefits. That's troubling when you look at this final rule because a lot of it's predicated on the notion of consumers value this and they will make decisions based upon it. But the fact that the majority of the public didn't even know we had M-Cool before this makes me a little hesitant to believe that adding more specific information, I'm not real optimistic that we're going to see a retail demand response.
Dr. Glenn Tonser talking cool. You've got the Beef Buzzer on. Neighbors, the total dispersion of the fall calving cow herd of Suffin Cattle Company out of southeast Colorado is going to be happening Monday, June 10th, 11 a.m. at the Jordan Stockyards, Caddo, Oklahoma. The offering includes 70 fall calving registered Angus cows, 100 fall calving registered all black and all polled M-Flex cows, and 80 commercial spring calving Angus and Angus Cross 2 to 4 year old cows. For more information, call John Suffin, 719-940-3729, 719-940-3729. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.